Welcome back to the rear stalls. There seems to have been a slight hitch with the film here at Silbury Hill. I can see Vincent Wong, the Sino-Scottish projectionist, lashed to his projector, beating himself with a stick as he tries to put on the next reel, which the enormous grizzly is trying to prize from his grasp. And yes, it is on. It's on, and I think we're all right. I'm sorry about that delay, and back to the film.
You crumbum! You always come back here, crawl. Well, this time you've crawled too far.
Oh, Jeb! Why did you do it? You could have destroyed the tapes, and none of this left his backlash.
An excerpt from Carl French's latest film. Carl, we're all a little mystified by your claim that your new film stars Marilyn Monroe.
It does, yes.
Who died over 10 years ago.
That's correct.
Are you lying?
No, it's just that she's very much in the public eye at the moment.
Does she have a big part?
She is the star of the film.
And dead?
Well, we dug her up and gave her a screen test, a mere formality in her case, and...
Can she still act?
Well, she still has this enormous, a kind of indefinable, no.
Was decomposition a problem?
We did have to put her in the fridge between takes.
What sort of things does she do in the film?
Well, we had her lying on beds, lying on floors, falling out of cupboards, scaring the children.
But surely Miss Monroe was cremated?
Well, we had to use a stand-in for some of the more visible shots.
Another actress.
A dead actress, but Monroe was in shot the whole time.
How?
Oh, in the ashtray and a fire grate and a vacuum cleaner.
So Marilyn does not appear in the film?
Not as such.
Mr. French, you're one of the film world's most arrogant queens. I mean, not just homosexual or gay or anything. I mean, you are a raving queen.
Well, yes.
I mean, a real screamer, a real whoops, get her, don't mind me, dear limp-wristed caricature.
Is that not in order?
No, that's fine. And I understand that you married the beautiful black heiress, Huina Tanoy, partly for the publicity, but mostly to cover up the fact that you prefer going out with little boys.
Look, really?
Carl, you're an effeminate little puff, a mincing gay bar loiterer, a Winnet-covered walking perfume shop, and an evil perverter of innocent little boys.
What? Really? Is this part of the interview?
No. I just wanted a few contacts.
Well, shouldn't we be talking about the film?
We've been off the air for ages now. Where'd you find them?
Look, I think we are still on the air.
Oh, sod the fucking air. Can't you still get locked up for that sort of thing?
Well, what about the film?
Just a few addresses, please.
Look, we've got James Dean in it, in a box.
I can turn the microphone off if you want.
And bits of Jane Mansfield.